At least 25 people have been killed in coordinated bomb attacks during an election rally in Iraq. Officials say a person threw a grenade at an open-air political meeting in the city of Bakuba, northeast of the capital, Baghdad. Later, a bomber detonated his explosives when candidate Muthanna Al-Jirani was hosting a lunch for his supporters. Health officials say the blast left at least 60 others injured. There are conflicting reports as to whether Jirani himself was among the wounded. He is running in provincial polls on the ticket of the Iraqiya political bloc. No group or individual has claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraq is preparing to hold provincial elections on April 20th. So far, 12 candidates have been killed ahead of the polls. The elections will be the first since 2010 and come after the withdrawal of U.S. forces at the end of 2011. From State of the Law Coalition, Saad al-Mutallabi joins us from Baghdad. Saad al-Mutallabi, here we go again in terms of another attack, terrorist attack inside Iraq, basically to undermine, from what I'm understanding, the central government there. And of course, given the fact that these provincial polls are going to be coming up, why do you think there has been such an increase, especially over the past couple months?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Naturally, we expected, actually, we have been warning for some time now our security forces that there will be a surge in violence due to the elections. There are conflicting messages being given by political parties on the state of security in Iraq, and certain political parties work in its favor any insecurity in Iraq to point out that Maliki's government or Maliki's bloc is unable to protect the Iraqi people, and in particular the Shiite in certain areas. And sometimes they do attack their opponents from the Sunni population. So we see an increase in violence because of the elections and because of the those political parties that believe in violence and believe that scaring off the population will lead them back to the ideas of Al-Qaeda and those who are aligned with Al-Qaeda. Naturally, the suicide bombing is a signature by Al-Qaeda and their supporters. So we, in this particular case, we definitely point the fingers at them. And there is a willing from the or an effort by Al-Qaeda to one day attack the Shia and the other day attacking the Sunnis in the hope that sectarian violence again would rise up in Iraq. With all the advances that has been happening in security, but still we do face this political motivated violence.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. From State of the Law Coalition, Saad al-Mutallabi, good to talk to you.